Hello, my name is Derek Cheshire, and it's my voice you'll hear throughout these imagery exercises. Now, this originally was a CD with seven tracks on it, but there's an introduction and an ending, so there's actually five visualization or imagery exercises plus an introduction and an ending, and I'll signpost these as we go through. But first, I'll begin by giving you a little background on imaging and some practice in it. Before going on to talk you through a practical imaging exercise that involves relaxation, but I recommend that you listen to this audio file at home rather than while driving your car. In bed or in the bath will be fine, and you could also try listening to it on the train. Now, imaging is a way of focusing on dreams and goals that are important to you. It doesn't matter if these are short-term things, like how to present a case at work or part of a bigger vision, for instance, what to do in the next 10 years. We can use imaging to tune into ourselves and our inner wisdom. It can help us find direction, clarify priorities, make decisions, and see the way forward. But it can also be a useful way of approaching the issues that you're anxious about. Somehow, imaging can cut through obsessive worry so the path seems a little bit clearer. Now, some people think they can't imagine or visualize, but the truth is, we all dream. It's just that we create images in different ways. Some people see pictures in their mind, others hear sounds or feel impressions. So, for example, if I ask you to imagine your front door and tell me what colour it is and where the doorknob is, it doesn't actually matter if you see the door clearly, just have a sense of it. Or imagine some other form of mental image. So, let's have a go now, shall we? Now, this section is called the orange. Imagine an orange. Notice the colour and the variation in the colour. Perhaps a few green bits on the skin. What's the shape like? How round is it? And how deep are the pits in the skin? Imagine yourself taking a knife and cutting into the orange. First into the skin. Can you hear the sound as the knife cuts? Now imagine yourself cutting out a wedge. Can you feel the texture as you pick it up and bring it to your mouth? Can you smell it? Imagine yourself biting into this delicious piece of orange. Does it taste sweet? Now, some of you will be salivating merely at the thought of eating an orange, an eloquent demonstration of the power of thought on our actions. Most of you will have seen the orange, though not necessarily in colour. Some of you will have heard the knife or felt the skin, but not have a clear picture. There are many different ways of imaging. You can use it to muse about the future, or in a much more down-to-earth way to help solve problems and settle on a strategy. And it's this practical approach we'll try here. The basic idea is very simple. We're asked to relax, as this seems to help the process, and then focus on the images forming in your mind, so you're letting your unconscious do the work for you. The first exercise here gives you a chance to try the kind of imaging where you focus on the end result of something you want, as clearly and in as much detail as possible, rather than worrying about how to get there. It helps if you pick an area you really want to do something about, and imagine an optimistic rather than a pie-in-the-sky, winning-the-pools type of outcome. Reactions to this kind of exercise vary. Some of you will probably enjoy the relaxation bit, so much so that you go to sleep. Others will have a pleasant daydream, but some of you will probably find the imaging experience quite profound. So this next section is relaxation plus a screen. Think of a movie screen. So let's begin. First, I'd like you to get comfortable. You can sit down or lie down, whichever feels best. It helps to uncross your legs, see your feet touch the floor, and you can feel the pressure where your body touches the surface. I'd like you now to turn your attention to your breathing. Begin to notice your breathing in and out, easily and freely, and take a few deep breaths. Breathing out the tension of the day on each out-breath. And when you feel it's right, close your eyes as you really relax more and feel easy. Turn your attention to your forehead and imagine from it, just let go and relax your scalp. Now think of the area around your eyes. Let the muscles relax and let your mouth go. Breathe out the tension in your lips and let your jaw hang loose. Relax your neck at the front and the back and feel the tension flowing from your shoulders, down your arms, and out through your hands and fingers. Just let them go so you feel loose and limp, as you might in a nice warm bath, comfortable and easy. And turn your attention to your back, loosen any tight bits at the top, in the middle, and further down. Let the tension ease out of your chest as you breathe easily, relaxing your stomach, your thighs and your knees. Let go of your calves, your ankles and your feet and toes. And relax your jaw and mouth as you breathe easily and comfortably, so you feel really relaxed and good all over. Now I'd like you to think of something you want to create, bring about or change in your life. And I'd like you to see a picture of you in relation to this situation as it is now. Beginning to imagine a large screen about 6 meters or 20 feet away in front of you. You might even like to imagine yourself in the cinema watching this movie. Imagine yourself in relation to this situation as it is now, in as much detail as you can. Notice the people involved, the places, how you're behaving, how you're reacting, and how that makes you feel. And the attitude of those around you. Just accept whatever images come to mind. Notice what kind of image it is. Don't bother to censor or try to make sense of it. Just let the picture build up. Then imagine someone pushing that screen to one side, and in its place, on another screen, a picture of you, and the future begins to form. When you've created or changed what you wanted to. Try and keep this within the bounds of reality. An optimistic view rather than a pie-in-the-sky one. Visualize the scene, action or feeling that you desire. Look around. What's it like? Where are you? What are you doing? How are you feeling? Who else is there? And how are they behaving? Notice any sounds or voices and any movement. What's happening in the middle of the screen and at the edges? Really take in the detail of what's going on the left and the right, at the top and the bottom. Then mentally imagine yourself getting up and walking forward into that scene, into your screen self, so you can really feel what it will be like in the future. Notice what you do, what you say, and how you feel. Notice how you behave with any other people there and what feelings you have towards them. Really enjoy what's happening. Take in the smiles and notice any feelings of strength and confidence you have. Perhaps you've overcome some obstacle or used its energy. Notice how good this feels. You might like to walk around so you can take in all the detail of what's happening. When you're clear about all that's there, on the left, on the right, at the top and at the bottom, as well as the middle, and the mood of how it will be, get ready to step back. And as you back away, the film begins to rewind, so you can notice how you got from the situation as it is now, where you want to be. Take it all in. Notice the steps you took. Perhaps you're surprised at the route, and how successfully and easily you accomplished your goal. See how you meet or get round the obstacles, or how they melted away. Take the time you need to be clear about what needs to be done. And if you feel it's right, commit yourself to following this through, when and if it's appropriate. And when you're ready, begin to come back to the here and now. Wherever you're lying or sitting, notice your breathing and begin to hear the sounds around you in the room. Feeling the surfaces your body is touching, and when you're ready, open your eyes. Now, you may like to pause or stop the audio, note down any ideas and thoughts you found useful or intriguing. Often the way to proceed is quite clear, and after an imagining process of this kind, it has a calming effect, dissolving anxieties and worries, as the way forward becomes much clearer. Some of you might have a stronger intention to undertake this venture now. Others will have seen some of the steps, but not the whole picture. Now remember, you can repeat this exercise and come back to your screen and ask that the remaining gaps be made clear. If you don't like the images you got, dismiss it from your mind. If this is difficult, take a few moments now to remember some time when you were successful in getting what you wanted. And remember what it felt like to succeed and how you enjoyed this feeling. Seeing and hearing the ways you behaved and how others responded. If you find it difficult to bring to mind such an occasion, make one up and pretend you are succeeding. The screen exercise we've just done is just one form of imagery. It's the kind of imaging that's good when you're pretty clear about what you want, but not how to get there. There are other exercises which aim to help you find direction and make decisions. It's a bit odd to try one straight after the other, so for greatest effect, you might like to stop here and try the next one tomorrow or another time. But this next exercise will give you a flavour of how to use imaging to help make decisions and think through their consequences. Now, this next track is Crossroads. As before, you need to relax first. You might like to start this by focusing on your breathing, noticing the breath as it goes in and out, in and out. And as you do this, relax any parts of your body that feel tense, especially around the forehead, eyes, mouth, jaw, neck, shoulder blades. Relax your back and your stomach. Don't bother with any thoughts that occur to you about day-to-day things, like someone to ring. Tell yourself you'll deal with all of these later. Now imagine yourself walking along a path. Notice the surroundings and look ahead. What's it like? Shortly you'll see a crossroads coming into view, where the road forks with several different paths. Continue on the path, and as you get there, see if there are any signs. What do they say? What do the different roads look like? And which seems to be the most inviting? Go down the road or path which looks or feels most inviting to you. What's it like? What's happening to you on this road? What do you see? And hear? And smell? How do you feel? It's sometime in the future. What's happening now? And how do you feel about this road now? Imagine it's even further in the future, maybe years ahead, and you're still on this road. What's life like now? And how do you feel about it? Look at this path in detail over the years and get a feel for what it's like. Then, return to the crossroads. Now pick another path, perhaps one you considered earlier. Set off down this path. Again, what's it like? What do you see and hear? What's happening to you? How do you feel? It's now sometime in the future. Maybe years from now. Again, what's happening to you? What's life like? How do you feel? Imagine even further ahead in the future. What's life like then on this path? What do you see and hear and how do you feel once more? Return to the crossroads and there you'll see a helicopter. This is yours to direct. You can use it to jump across from one path to another or explore some other directions. Imagine getting into the helicopter and flying high so you can see the whole area and compare the different paths. Maybe there's something interesting in the middle. Perhaps this gives you a different perspective. What do you notice about the paths and roads from this aerial view? Perhaps there's something that wasn't clear before. When you've explored the paths as much as you want, take the helicopter back to the crossroads and get out. Probably you're much clearer now which path you'll take. The one that feels right to you. Not necessarily the one you thought you would take. Perhaps the one that's most in line with who you are and what you want. Decide which that is, knowing that you can always change it if it turns out not to be what you expected. Ask yourself what these different roads mean. What's the implications of the experiences for the choices they represent? So you can follow a choice that you really feel comfortable with, be as specific as you can. And if you found the exercise helpful, you might like to jot down a few points. Now, this audio is giving you some imaging exercises designed to help you plan an action or firm up on decisions. Reactions to these sorts of exercises vary. And whether or not you found them helpful this time around, I recommend you try them again sometime during the year. In any imaging exercise, the instructor tries to make the instructions as value-free as possible so they work with most people's images, but they rarely work perfectly for everybody. So always feel free to amend them to suit your particular fantasy. In other words, if your journey was through a desert rather than a mountain top, stick with the desert. And if the time scale of a week or a month makes more sense than 5 to 10 years, stick with that time scale. So, on to the next section. This is fantasy, which is more intuitive imaging. Now, this exercise is similar to previous exercises, but it's more extended and might perhaps take you a little deeper. So do remember that people respond very differently to imagery work. It's very personal. So if your imagine takes you away from my narration, follow your own thread, not mine. It's also possible that a few of you might find the imagery uncomfortable. So if you feel you want to leave the fantasy, just open your eyes, press the pause or stop button, and turn me off. Equally, it's quite possible that some of you might find it doesn't work well for you. It might work well for some, but not for others. You can always try it again later. When imagery does work, it can seem very magical. But don't let this magicalness make you superstitious about it. Visualization is just another way in which the brain works, and it's no more or less infallible than any other thinking mode. There are several different relaxation techniques available, and the one used here is based on an approach called autogenic training, devised by a German psychiatrist called Joanna Schultz in the 1920s. It's a mixture of autosuggestion and what we would now call biofeedback. For instance, in a deeply relaxed state, relaxed areas feel heavy and your skin starts to feel warm. So you could help someone to relax simply by suggesting they feel like this. Unless you're already very experienced with these sorts of techniques, you'll find it best to use a quiet, warm, comfortable room, ideally with lights that you can dim, and arrange not to be interrupted for 30 minutes or so. Get a pillow or a cushion for your head, a soft rug or blanket, and perhaps a light blanket to put over you. Also have pens, preferably lots of colours, and some big sheets of paper ready nearby for the follow-up activity. So put your audio source close by so you can turn it on and off without having to get up. Give yourself plenty of room, take off your shoes, and loosen or remove any tight clothing. Now pause the audio until all of this is ready and you're lying down comfortably, ready to start. You should now be lying down comfortably with the lights dimmed and the audio player beside you. Once again, remember, you're always in control, not me. And if what I suggest feels wrong, follow your own images or stop. Lie on your back with your arms and legs straight out on the floor, with your hands palmed down by your side. Wriggle about until you can get comfortable. Have a really good stretch and a yawn. Then just let go. Lie still and floppy. Close your eyes. Now bring to mind some issue you would like your unconscious mind to help you with. Don't think about it in any great detail. Just note it as something you would like your mind to help you with, and then set it aside. Breathe gently and steadily. Let your breathing slow down to a comfortable, quiet in and out. Just be aware of it for a few moments, steadily, in and out, in and out. Let go of any small discomforts. Feel the full weight of your body on the floor, relaxed and calm, just letting it happen. Start with your feet and the lower part of your legs. Feet and lower legs feeling heavy and relaxed. Heavy and relaxed. Thighs and knees heavy and relaxed. Thighs and knees heavy and relaxed. Buttocks and your back heavy and relaxed. Heavy and relaxed. Very comfortable and relaxed. Comfortable and relaxed. Breathing easily and deeply. Easily and deeply. Shoulders heavy and relaxed. Heavy and relaxed. Arms and shoulders right down to your hand. Heavy and relaxed. Arms heavy and relaxed. Hands heavy and loose. Heavy and loose. Head and neck. Heavy and relaxed. Heavy and relaxed. Face heavy, relaxed. Heavy and relaxed. Whole body relaxed, heavy. Whole body relaxed and heavy. Warm sunshine. Let the warmth come. Letting warmth flow into the hands. Warmth in the hands. Letting warmth flow up the arms. Warm and relaxed. relaxed, warm and relaxed. Warmth flowing into the shoulders. Warmth into the shoulders. Everything warm and at peace. Warm and at peace. Breathing calm and regular. Calm and regular. Letting it breathe. Breathing breathes itself, just letting in breath. Warmth flowing to the chest and tummy. Warm sunshine. Warmth flowing to the back. Warmth into the back, hips and thighs. Warm and relaxed. Warm and relaxed. Calves and feet. Warm and relaxed. Legs. Warm and relaxed. Tummy and trunk. Warm and relaxed. Shoulders and arms. Warm and relaxed. Warm and relaxed from feet to fingertips. From feet to fingertips. Throat and neck. Warm and relaxed. Voice relaxed and still. Face relaxed. Eyes relaxed and still. Mind quiet and serene. Body and mind still and calm. Still and calm. Forehead pleasantly cool. Body in warm sunlight. Head in cool shade. Body warm. Head cool. Mind cool and calm. Mind cool and calm. Now imagine that in front of you is a door with a small glass panel in it. Somehow you know that beyond that door is the beginning of a way to getting a very special imagined world. Take a peek through this glass panel. I don't know what you can see through it. Perhaps it's a corridor or a staircase. Perhaps it's some special place that people set out from. Perhaps it's some kind of special means of transport. I don't know what any kind of transport. I'd like you to explore, just open the door and step through, then start on your journey to the special world. Maybe you just walk. Maybe you have to explore and find it. Maybe you get taken there. Make the journey in whatever way you think is right. Take a few moments to get there in your own way. Are you there? If you'd like a companion, imagine whoever you'd like and bring them there beside you. Give yourself a little while to find a companion if you want one, and then begin to explore this imaginary world. Look around you in this special, magical world, and find something that reminds you of some time in your own life that was good for you. Perhaps a really good holiday, when work went well, or a good family time, or whatever. Let it bring back the memory of the good time. If you have a friend or helper with you, tell them about it. Share the pleasure of it. Enjoy the memory. Recapture that experience of pleasure, satisfaction. Perhaps you could look around and find something that you could keep as a memento. Perhaps something small you can put in your pocket. Feel the pleasure of having that memento with you and the encouragement it gives you. You can always use that memento to help you recall how it was in that good time. As you continue to explore this special place, stay with that sense of pleasure and well-being. But as you do, see if you can spot something that reminds you in some way of the issue you were working on. It could be anything. An animal, plant, machine, place, a building, whatever. Anything at all. But somehow there's something about it which seems to resemble your issue in some way. Let it emerge. There's something in this special place that somehow seems to resemble your issue. What is it? What does it look like? What else does it remind you of? Can you find some way to make contact with this something? Can you talk to it or send it a message? Can it send one to you? If you explore this something, if you could find a way to become close to it, you may find it begins to change. You might perhaps see if you can become it, or to try imagine what it would be like to become it. What's it like to be that something, and to see the world as that something sees it? Step into its shoes. Sense the world with its senses. If you feel you've been able to become the something, you might ask, what's happening to me, the something, right now? What do I, the something, want? What do I feel stuck on? What frightens me? How long have I been this way? Was there a time when I was different? When? How was that? Where do I want to go now? What feels right? What do I want? How does the something seem now? Has it changed in any way? How does it want to change? How could it surprise you? Does it have dark places that need you to bring out some more light? Does it have trapped places that need to be freed? Does it have loose places that need to be held? Or longings that need to be met? Talk to it and ask what it would like from you and how you can help it. Ask it to swap places with you. If it were you, what would it want you to say? Is there anything else you need to say to one another? It's getting to the time when you have to leave. How does the something want you to remember it? Can you and it part on friendly terms? Perhaps you could exchange gifts. Imagine you've got magic powers. Use them to give the something a really special gift and receive back the gift it gives you. Find a way to say goodbye to this place, to your helper if you had one, and to the something. Find your way back from this special world in the same way you came, bringing your memento and the gift with you. Time goes very quickly coming back like this, and you are soon back at the door with the glass panel. Go through it and close it behind you, and you are back where you started. So slowly come back out of this imaginary fantasy, back into your body, becoming more aware of your body and your breathing, and the sounds and shapes of the rooms that you're lying in. You may perhaps want to stretch gently and open your eyes. When you're ready, sit up and come to. Don't rush it. You've been lying for a long time. And get up when you're ready. As always with such activities, don't drive a car or use dangerous machinery in the next 20 minutes, since your concentration may be affected. I strongly suggest that as soon as possible, within a few minutes of the end of this exercise, you use the paper and coloured pens you got ready earlier to draw your own representation of the something and any other aspects of that world that seemed of interest. You don't need any drawing skills. Stick figures and nursery school scribbles will do. This is a private representation for your own benefit. You could also write some notes. And this secondary exercise serves three main purposes. Firstly, it's a memory jogger. Secondly, you often find the act of putting it all on paper draws your attention to features you weren't aware of. And thirdly, you'll find that completely new understandings might begin to emerge as part of the reflective process. It might, though, take some time before you fully understand the significance of what may have happened. And finally, section six, which is a light version of an exercise called the movie screen. This is in fact a modified version of the screen exercise on a previous track. It is shorter and easier to use if you have less time. It may also be used by you with other people at home or in the workplace. It's particularly useful for examining the future and visualizing the steps that are required to get an ideal future state. But as in previous exercises, get into a relaxed state, close your eyes, and listen to me. Now imagine that you're sitting in a darkened cinema with the screen about 10 to 20 feet in front of you. Imagine the desirable future state of your life or business on the screen in front of you. Being curious, you walk up to the screen and examine the picture closely. Notice all the people and places involved. See how you behave and react. And notice your feelings and the attitudes of those around you. Pay attention to the sights, sounds, and smells as you look around you. When you're comfortable with the image of the future and you feel ready, slowly walk backwards to your seat. And then slowly rewind the film at a speed that's comfortable for you, perhaps one frame at a time, perhaps slightly faster. Do this until you reach the start of the film, the place where you are now. All the time, pay attention to what has to be done. Once it's back at the beginning, commit your intention to take this path. Now try to run the film backwards and forwards, noticing all of the frames between the start and finish until you're familiar with them as though you are a movie producer in an editing suite. Finally, let the film play until the end. Let the credits roll past with your name on them. And slowly get up and walk out of the cinema, feeling great, having seen a good film with a really good ending. And when you're ready, open your eyes and come back to the room. And the last track is all about answering questions. So you might need to do a little bit of prep beforehand, but have your audio source handy so you can pause or stop it. Now, next, identify the question that you want answering and get its exact meaning clear in your mind. When you're ready, relax using any of the methods already outlined on this audio stream. Remember the question. Is it clear? Don't do anything with it. Just be aware of it. Set it gently aside and let a fantasy on the following lines emerge. Imagine now you're at the shore of a large body of water. There is a small rowing boat bobbing about gently nearby. Get into it. Settle down comfortably. Let it drift. Listen to the lapping water. Feel the gentle air and the quiet movement as you drift slowly, peacefully along. You notice the light dimming and see that you have drifted into some kind of large underground passage. There's plenty of room for you in your boat. It gets darker as you go further into the passage, but the movement of the water continues. You drift along, quiet and peaceful. There is a light in the distance. Your boat is carried gently towards it. It seems brighter and brighter as you get closer until you emerge in brilliant sunshine on a gently moving stream in a beautiful, quiet meadow. After a while, the boat comes to a stop. Step out onto the grass, look around, allow yourself to be quiet and still. Someone or something will bring you a gift that has meaning for you, perhaps a message, or an object, or an image. Wait for it to come. It may or may not make sense. Don't worry about that. Trust that it will help. Take whatever time it needs for this gift to come to you. When you have received it, take your leave and get back in the boat. You notice it has a motor, so you turn it on and therefore can travel quickly. Soon you find yourself back at the shore where you started. Step out of the boat onto the dry land again, taking your gift with you. allow yourself a few minutes to recover, and then, before you forget, write down as vivid and complete a picture of the events in the meadow as you can, regardless of whether it seems relevant to the original question. Over the next few days, the relevance of what happened to your problem will become clearer. Now, I hope that you've enjoyed the exercises in this audio file and that with time and practice, you will find them both stimulating and useful. For more materials and ideas on how you could use creativity as a serious tool for your business, please visit my website at www.derekcheshire.com. Good luck and goodbye.